checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. So, when wishes come true, I'm going to tell you this. Be ready. Be ready. You want certain things to come true. You've got to be ready. You're going to quickly realize you may not have been aware of everything your wish comes with. That's what I want to tell you about. Like, it works kind of weird. So here's why I tell you this, right? I had a wish as I was coming up, and that was to be on the radio. That was a wish. That was like a dream, a wish. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing if I could. I was growing up out here, Southern California, listening to 92.3 The Beat. It was the illest radio station on the planet. And culturally, it was just changing the dynamic of everything. Like, even when it comes to the spectrum of nationalities that were on the radio as presenters, as hosts, like John London and the House Party, Theo, Diana Steele, Julio G., Kevin Nash, PJ Butta. The lineup was just something different, and they were playing hip hop and R&B and music that is now like just forever. This is like some of the best music ever created, like coming up in the, what would it be, early 2000s? Like right there in hip hop. It's just a really, just a great moment. Late 90s, early 2000s. Like, what a time, like at that moment. So listening to that, I'm like, man, this dude Theo gets to talk to all the artists that I enjoy listening to. And I'm like, I can't rap. I can't sing. I'm not making music. But, ooh, I could talk to him? Hold on. So then that kind of sparked, like, that thought. And then it wasn't until flunking out of Citrus Junior College and not really know what I'm going to do with my life. And my cousin, Fred, who was like, oh, man, they have a communications program at Pasadena City College. And you can learn about radio. And I know you were saying, and I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. And he threw me the little pamphlet for the classes. And I remember looking at it like, man, let me try this. Like, this would be dope. And so it was this wish that I had, this dream, I guess, if you would, that I had. And then the real ultimate dream in my head, this was like the top of the pinnacle. This was like the pinnacle of my dream, was to do radio in my hometown where my family could listen to me. So that was here in Los Angeles. So being now able to look back to that wish of mine and then what actually happened. And so it wasn't until, I'm going to say, launching K-Day here in Los Angeles, that was probably one of the illest moments and a full circle moment in being able to bring Julio G back to K-Day. It was just something else. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, you're on the radio. You got Yo-Yo over here, which was probably one of the coolest things I feel like I'll ever get to say I did. Like getting the guy who mentored me in radio coming up at The Beat while he was killing people with The Night Show, I'm able to now here later on bring him back to K-Day on the FM dial, which was the station that he was such a big part of with the K-Day Mixmasters. And looking at that moment, Yo-Yo being Yo-Yo, I'm like, what? Yes, you should be on the air over here. Like, it just made sense to me. And now my family gets to hear me on, like, my personal favorite radio station because it's playing old school hip-hop. And And then it was like, whoa. What happens now? Like, because I don't have millions of dollars in my bank account. I mean, I'm blessed, but is this the pinnacle of this thing? So you have this thought in your head of this, how it would all be. Well, just get there. I want to share that with you. Like, don't have this false thought of it. Know what you want to accomplish. Get it. If you start putting these predisposition thoughts with what your wish is ultimately going to be like, I got a strong feeling you're going to be disappointed. Because I was. I was genuinely disappointed. And then it was later, you know, later in my career to be able to get other things that I wished for that came with a different cost of like, oh man, but now I don't have time, or now I don't have time in the evenings, or so it's always kind of like a give and a take. And I wanted to share that with you. It's something that I didn't know about. You never really think your wishes are going to come true. Your dreams are going to come true, that things can happen for you. Like, I didn't know. I knew we were supposed to dream. I know we were supposed to have these ideas, but I didn't really believe that mine would come true. I'm blessed and able to say, like, man, I was able to do those things that I dreamed about. And now it's cool to dream different and have different dreams and understand my purpose better and the things that I want to do. But I want to share this with you. When these blessings come, do not complain. Like, don't complain. You can't be mad. Like, even if it's like, okay, cool, I got what I wanted, but now I don't have, hey, man, you got what you wanted. Stop right there. Stop right there. You got what you wanted. So that means you got to deal with this other part of it because this is what you wanted. So don't complain. All right, give thanks. Figure it out. Like, you got what you wanted. Work through the adjustment that you got to make. Like, figure it out. Figure out the other part. The part you weren't ready for, that also happened. The counter, if you would, that effect, the cause which had this happen, was something that you wanted. So whatever else happened, figure it out. Work through it. All right? Like, I know now that if you can see it, you can really see it. Like, you could see yourself. Like, I had people that told me I'd never be in radio, ever. One woman in particular, when I was at Pasadena City College, and she said it to me, I was like, wow. She's like, yeah, you're a nice guy. You should probably try doing something else. You know, you're a little too urban. Those were her exact words. You're a little too urban. Mind you, little did she know what was coming right now and that hip hop would be running everything. But it was just that moment, like, oh man, to have that said, to be able to know that I was able to do, like, just know that if you can see it, it can happen for you. It really can. And this is kind of where faith kicks in, and I'm not going to go down and tell you all of that, but I could tell you that it's real. That I could tell you. And when you're hoping for something to actually happen, and it does, just be ready, be thankful, and make those adjustments. All right, have a great day. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Lowe's Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.